Hello, you're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. Welcome to Club Talk. WTSR and the TC&J Office of Student Involvement are co-sponsoring a series of on-air shows that feature a rotating schedule of on-campus clubs and organizations. Each group will present interviews, discussions, or introductions centered on their organization's area of focus.
Hello and welcome to WTSR 91.3 FM.
Today we'll be talking about our organization, Theta Tau, which is a professional engineering fraternity.
My name is Connor Collins, and I am a senior biomedical engineering student from Monroe, New York. On campus, I am a tour guide for the School of Engineering, an orientation leader, a member of the Biomedical Engineering Society, as well as past president of Theta Tau.
And I'm Matt Alves, a junior civil engineering major from Bridgewater, New Jersey, and Theta Tau's current vice regent of programming. I am also a tour guide for the School of Engineering and a member of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
Our fraternity is one of the country's best and most forefront engineering fraternities, with over 100 active chapters and colonies.
Our colony was founded in 2018 and has since grown to over 60 members. In September of 2019, we became a nationally recognized colony of Theta Tau, which is the step a Greek organization must take before becoming an official chapter. This usually takes around a year or two, so now we're officially in the process of petitioning to become a chapter.
So we hold many events to help better both our members and other students to grow professionally, such as resume reviews, or we've done LinkedIn headshot photo shoots.
We've also held many technical seminars and workshops that are open to anyone to attend, not just our own brothers, ranging from MATLAB workshops to senior project presentations.
There are also alumni panels we hope to hold in the future, having our old members come back and talk on their real-world experiences, especially in industry, and how TC&J helped them prepare for that.
On top of the many events we hold for TC&J students, we also hold many different fundraisers to help the community around us. This semester so far, we've held 4 different fundraisers, and we hope to plan more in the future.
So some of those fundraisers that we've held, we've been able to raise and donate to COVID relief funds as well as cancer charities. For example, last semester, we donated over $3,000 to Stand Up to Cancer.
We've also helped the community in more direct ways other than just our fundraising, with many volunteering opportunities. We've done Habitat for Humanity builds as well as park cleanups. Even with the current restrictions, all our members still find a way to help out in the community one way or another.
And then lastly, we also foster a great sense of brotherhood and mutual assistance. So we definitely like to take into account brotherhood and fostering that sense of friendship within our organization.
Some of our brothers' achievements include having won the Mayo Business Competition. They won first place both this year and last year, and I'll continue to improve.
We also have 2 brothers that have been inducted into the TC&J Blue and Gold Hall of Fame. So that's pretty cool.
For more information on Theta Tau, check us out on social media platforms and our website, tcnjthetatau.weebly.com. Everyone have a nice day and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Club Talk. If you would like to find previously aired organizations, you can search WTSR Club Talk wherever podcasts are distributed. We would like to hear your feedback on today's show at news@wtsr.org. And if you are interested in getting involved and having your club or organization featured, reach out to stationmgr@wtsr.org. And as always, we remind you to open your mind.